This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, neighbors. Welcome to another edition of the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. Joining me today is Adam Holland. He's an attorney here in Chattanooga. Adam, thank you for being our guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
It's my pleasure, Scott.
I apologize. I failed to mention the name of your firm is Duncan, Holland, and Fleenor. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. We are happy to have you with us. And we've met today just to learn a little bit more about Adam and the firm that he practices law with. And so but before we jump into the business part, Adam, would you like to tell us a little about yourself and your family?
Yes, sir. So, Scott, I'm from Red Bank. I grew up in Red Bank. I went to Red Bank High School. I went to UT Knoxville for college, and I stayed at UT for law school. I have two children. I'm married and have two children. We live on Signal Mountain currently. And I've been practicing law here in the Chattanooga area for about 15 years now.
All right. Well, any specialty on the law part of it that you handle?
Well, I'm a civil litigation attorney and trial lawyer.
Okay.
You know, we're doing everything from obviously domestic relations, divorce, post-divorce. That work is a big part of my practice. But I also do small business litigation, real estate litigation, contract disputes. I represent individuals, professionals, and small business owners. I'm licensed in both Tennessee and Georgia. So the bulk of my practice, obviously, is Southeast Tennessee and Northwest Georgia.
Okay. All right. Kind of tell us about your business. We understand what you do. Kind of tell us how you help the general public with what you do.
Well, you know, I like to tell folks I'm the type of an attorney that most people need if they, you know, run into a everyday type dispute. Obviously, but, you know, my approach to this is when folks come to see me, they're in a mess, there's a problem. And my approach is to get them out of that mess or resolve it or get them out of the problem as quickly and expeditiously as possible. Obviously, that may resolve in settlement talks, that may resolve at a mediation, or we may have to go and try the case. But every step of the way, I'm trying to help folks deal with very difficult situations, whether it be a divorce or a business partnership dispute or a dispute with a neighbor. I'm trying to help my clients resolve those problems as quickly as possible so they can go on with their lives. The type of work that I do, there's a lot of it that's high conflict, and I'm helping people in very difficult situations. And, you know, and I'm there for them. I'm there to advise and guide them through that process, and be their advocate if need be. But, you know, I'm going to give you my opinion, my professional opinion on things, and I'm going to try to coach you through it. Now, of course, every case is different. Every person is different. But we're, you know, again, ultimately, we're there to get you out of it as quickly and as expeditiously and cost effectively as we can.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information.
Sure.
Tell our listeners about your journey. How did you become to decide to be an attorney?
Well, I've always thought about it. When I was in high school, folks told me, "Hey, Adam, you should be a lawyer." I tried to do mock trial in high school. I didn't make the team. It's kind of funny, but because I've tried hundreds of cases at this point in my career. But when I was at UT in undergrad, you know, I took pre-law courses there and I did some graduate level law coursework, did very well, and decided, well, you know, I'm not that good in math or science, so might as well go be a lawyer, I suppose. I like to read and write a lot, and I like to argue with people, so that's what led me down the path. I really enjoy trial work, although practically speaking, my clients aren't going to enjoy that, but I like trying cases if that's what we have to do. But it's been a natural fit for me. I've been doing it for a while now. I think I've been successful with it. I've done a lot of different things and I enjoy what I do. Obviously we all have our good days and bad days, but it's hard work and, you know, I work hard like all of us do, and I'm glad I'm doing it. think I'm making a difference in people's lives. That's what, I guess that's what the most important thing is.
That's what counts. That's for sure. You make it, if you, every person you make a difference with, that's what counts.
That's right.
It's about any myths or misconceptions maybe that people hear about your product or service or industry, so to speak.
Yeah, we talk about legal professionals people like to tell the lawyer jokes, and I suppose jokes are rooted in some like some smidge of reality. I don't know, but I can tell you attorneys, you know, we work hard for our clients, and you know, we have our ethical duties to our clients, and you know, we have to, you know, when we take on a case, we have to litigate it competently. We got to put time on it. We got to respond to phone calls. You know, lawyers care about their clients. And this is a hard way to make a living and, you know, to do it right. And it's time intensive. And so naturally that's expensive because, you know, we're billing either by the hour or lawyers bill by the job. I mean, you know, you've got flat rate work, fee work, you know, that's a lot of the stuff that I do. I really don't do a lot of personal injury. I'm more, again, on the fee side of things. But I don't know, misconceptions, you know, there's a lot of lawyer jokes, but I can tell you a good attorney, you know, they're good to have. It's good to have a good attorney in your corner. I mean, Scott, it really is. If you're going through something and, you know, your whole life is kind of on the line, I mean, depending on the, you know, the situation, it's good to have an advocate that cares about you, that listens to you, that calls you back. I mean, that's what I do. I call people back. They call me on my cell phone. I'm there for them. And so I hope that the way I approach my cases, that can dispel the myths about lawyers that don't care about their clients and just want money. I it's more than that to me, for me.
Yeah, that's very important, no doubt. Very important, especially in the lives of the people that, as we said, what feel that you're making a difference for.
Yes, sir.
Let's step out of the role of attorney for a moment and just talk about, Adam, what do you like to do for fun when you're not working in the business?
Well, for fun, I have two kids. My son's 14. My daughter's almost 12. And so we do things with them. We're real heavily involved in, you know, with Boy Scouts. And, you know, I'm doing camping with my son. We go backpacking and hiking. I like those types of activities. Obviously, I like going to watch the Vols play. I like, you know, watching UT football, basketball, and baseball. I love baseball. Big Atlanta Braves fan as well. Those are – when I have time, you know, I'll go see a game. But most of my free time, you know, I'm usually doing kid stuff. That's what I'm doing on the weekend, being there for my kids.
Yeah, well, one day they'll appreciate that more than they probably do now. That's for sure.
That's the hope, anyway.
Can you describe any maybe hardship or life challenges that you've had that you rose above and can now say because of it you're better or stronger for it?
Yeah, there's been a lot of challenges I've gone through in life. Pressed through things. You know, I know having children has been a challenge. When my son was born, I just graduated law school and taken the bar exam, and I was still waiting on my bar results. And so that was a challenging time. You know, I kept thinking to myself, well, shoot, if I don't pass this bar exam, I'm going to make money to support my family. You know, that was a trying time. You know, building my business, starting off at a small law firm, and, you know, I having to get out there and introduce myself to people and network and do all of those things. You know, I've had to work really hard to build what I have, and I've had to put the time in, and those have all been challenges. You know, I've been fortunate in that I've had, you know, a good family. My parents have always been there for me. And, you know, I haven't had some of the hardships that my clients have with. My parents did divorce but I was already in college when that happened. But, you know, I'm thankful though that I've had good family, you know, not just my parents, extended family, you know, I've got my brother but you know, when I got out and started this, I was the first one really in my family that had done law. And so I didn't have, you know, a mom or dad to go work for. I had to do it on my own. But I've had good people to help me along the way. I've had good mentors. And so that's how I've, you know, really worked through challenges in my business and in my personal life. is by having, you know, friends, family, mentors. I've always been blessed and fortunate to have good people in my life to help me along the way.
Is there one particular success story in your work that it stands out to you that you're very proud of?
Yeah, though, you know, I remember I was thinking about that question. I don't know. That's hard to answer for me. I don't, you know, I measure success in showing up and doing the best that I can for my clients, right? I'm in a profession that it doesn't matter how hard I work. My clients aren't always going to get the outcome that they would prefer. All I can ever promise anybody is that I will do the very best I can for you, right? And I've had cases like that. There's one case that comes to mind. It was a very hard divorce and child custody situation. And my client, I represented the dad in this particular case, and I'd taken over his case from another attorney. And when he hired me, he had no parenting time. His parenting time had been revoked. There'd been a court order entered suspending his parenting time. There were allegations that were made about him that weren't true. Very unfortunate. But we worked together. He listened to me, and it took us several years, but we ultimately got his parenting time restored. And now he has his children 100% of the time. Unfortunately, because the mother has some issues, but we worked through that. I worked really hard for him. I believed in him even when he didn't believe in himself. And if he were here on this podcast with us, he would be saying that. But that's a success story that I'm proud of. And I have others like that, but his is a recent one. And it, you know, I stayed with him. I worked with him. He listened to me. I coached him through it. We did all the things. And then we came out on the other end, and his children are better off for it. He's a great father to them. And their lives have improved tremendously since he's been back involved in their lives. So that's a story. And I've got others like that, but yeah. That's why I do is when you can really help make a positive difference in someone's life. But I'd say it was him that did it. I coached him. See, lawyers were really coaches. I mean, ultimately our clients are the ones that, you know, it's their life. It's their behavior, their testimony, their story. You know, we help them tell it and make sure they're heard. And, you know, we're more coaches really than anything in some of these cases, but I'm proud of that one.
Yeah. And you made a difference, not only his life, but the children's life.
Absolutely.
That's a fantastic success story. So what's one thing that you wish our listeners knew about your business, especially if it's something maybe that is not generally known?
Well, I think we talk about legal services and the type of, and there's many different types of lawyers. I'm a small town type lawyer. Well, Chattanooga is a small city, I suppose. I'm representing, again, individuals, small to medium sized business owners, working professionals. And folks may not always understand how much goes into running a law firm. Okay. You know, I have an hourly rate, but that doesn't all go in my pocket. I've got staff overhead. You know, we've got Westlaw, which is our legal research database, we have to pay for. We have errors and omissions insurance, you know, our legal malpractice insurance we have to carry. All kinds of stuff, office marketing. You know, there's a lot that goes into running a law firm. And I also work, you know, again, the type of legal work that I do, I have to bill every hour that I do and give, you know, be accountable to the client, as I should, because, you know, they're paying their good money for my services. And so we explain what we do in our billing. And I'm always responsive to the needs of my clients. This isn't a path to quick riches. I'm blessed. I make a good living, but you know, there's easier ways to make money. I mean, I think to be effective with what I do is you got to have a passion for helping people. Right. And you know, you make a living while you do it, but again, if your heart's not in it, probably don't need to be doing this because it's not easy. But I think maybe that's something that folks don't know as far as the business side of it and what lawyers actually do. And, you know, how I have to go home at night sometimes and think about my cases, and I've got many of them. And, you know, I think about my clients. I'm always concerned about them. You know, you're taking these people on. It's almost like they're friends or family. They become temporary friends or family members. And, you know, you care about them along the way and you worry about them. You know, I think that's something that maybe not everybody that thinks about it, they think about a law firm. Because again, you're paying me, sure, but I'm becoming a part of your life, and you know, your lawyer, your advocate, and I care about my clients, you know, and I want to see them get through their problems and find success, find happiness again, right? And so that's maybe something that people don't always think about.
One of the things I hope all the listeners are taking from your interview that I'm getting is I keep hearing you say, I care. Even when I've asked you to talk about yourself, you turn it around and point it back to your clients. And that's very heart touching and heartfelt, I guess, is what I'm looking to say. That I can feel that passion coming from you, that you really care. And that means something when we're reaching out to folks in your profession. We want to know they care about us. Yeah. And that's for sure. So, well, tell me that, how, if listeners want to learn more or contact you or stop by, give me the different ways of reaching out to you.
Well, obviously we've got our phone number. You can call in to our office and set up a consultation. That's always willing, ready, and able to do that. We've also got our website, and you know, people can email. Email is probably one of the best ways to get a hold of me because it comes directly to my phone. But if somebody wants to come in for a consultation, certainly they can call and coordinate that through my legal assistant and get you on my calendar.
Would you like to share any of that information?
Sure. Contact information? Absolutely. Our office line is area code 423-266-2207. My legal assistant, Melanie, is at extension 129. And so certainly if someone wants to schedule a consultation, that's where they can go. My email is A Holland. That's A as in Adam, Holland, H-O-L-L-A-N-D, at dhifirm.com.
dhifirm.com.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. And so I tell you what, I have thoroughly enjoyed meeting you here today. I really have, and enjoyed hearing you tell. I love when I hear the passion in people's voices when they talk about what they do. I love that, and it means a lot to know that in the Chattanooga area, as beautiful a place as it is to live, Chattanooga and Cleveland, that's just whole, like you said, Southeast Tennessee, is beautiful to live, but there's also beautiful people out there that really care about what they do. So really appreciate you being with us today, Adam.
Appreciate you, Scott. Thanks. I appreciate your time and invite me on your podcast today.
Well, it's been our pleasure. Thank you. And to all the you good neighbors of the Cleveland and also the greater Chattanooga area, after meeting Adam and learning more about his firm and what he does, we hope you'll take a moment to consider all he has to offer and remember him when you need or want his services. Before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all for taking time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and operated businesses of the greater Chattanooga area and also in Cleveland. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com or call 423-380-1984.